Welcome, everybody. Tonight, your neighborhood good golf dealer joins the Gulf Oil Companies in presenting another program in this series of reviews, musical comedies, and dramatic shows. Written, directed, and acted by the greatest names in Hollywood for the benefit of the Motion Picture Relief Fund. Tonight, it's a review written by Everett Freeman and directed by A. Edward Southern. So welcome all of you to the Motion Picture Star's own program. Welcome to the Gulf Screen Guild Show with Joan Bennett, Rosemary Lane, Mickey Rooney, Rudy Valley, the King's Man and Oscar Bradley, and Hollywood's favorite master of ceremonies, George Murphy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another Gulf Screen Guild Show. Since these shows started last January, it's been my privilege to introduce to you some of the greatest stars in the motion picture industry. And tonight is no exception. For tonight, the Gulf Oil Companies bring you a review starring Joan Bennett, Rosemary Lane, Mickey Rooney, Rudy Valley, and the King's Men. And so on with the show. And our first Screen Guild star for tonight, Rosemary Lane. Ah, Rosemary, Rosemary, you really are a perfect picture. You look as though you had just come from leading the Easter parade.
Thank you, George, but I really got all dressed up to sing with you tonight.
Well, I am flattered. What song should we sing?
Well, today is Easter.
So they say.
And my music should fit the occasion.
Yes, indeed.
Now, I could sing Easter Parade today.
With very little persuasion.
Yes, but George, that's much too obvious.
Yes, in fact, it's become quite a habit.
Nothing rhymes with obvious, does it?
No, I don't think so. Say, is there a song about a rabbit?
How about lilies and flowers and stuff?
A song for Easter. You know, this problem is tough.
Oh, I know. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket.
Why?
I'm betting everything I've got on you.
Well, that's nice. You know what I'm doing? I'm giving all my love to one baby.
Me?
Yes, and Lord help me if you don't come through.
I've got a great big amount.
No?
Saved up in my love account.
Oh.
Honey, and I've decided love divided in two. Won't
you? Why, of course not, yeah.
I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
You know, Rosemary, gal, you sure are a gambler.
No, George, just confident. I'm betting you're my lucky seven.
Well, honey, you're faded. My money is on the line. I'm putting all my chips on one number, which goes to show you what your love is worth.
I'm dreaming all my dreams of one angel.
Ah, dream it, gal, dream.
Sweet angel, don't you drop me down to earth.
If I should drop you by chance, you should have some old romance waiting for your attention the day I mention we're through. All through.
Oh, I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I dropped it.
Would you care to join us in an omelet?
We're putting all our eggs in one. We hope you have a happy Easter
too. Ah, Rosemary, you were really great and pretty, too. You know, I could stand here all day and rave about you, but John Connie can sum it up in just a few words.
Thank you, George. Now, look, Rosemary, you ladies know that quality clothes usually turn out to be more economical in the long run. And you men know that when you buy something for the house, it pays to buy something that will stand up and give real service. Well, that same principle holds when you make your regular spring motor oil change. Change now to Gulf Pride motor oil and see if you don't save money on motoring expenses. Gulf Pride stands up under the toughest kind of use. It gives you really first-rate engine protection. That's why car owners report fewer repair bills and less oil needed between drains when they use Gulf Pride in their cars. You see, Gulf Pride is made differently from all other motor oils. It's refined from 100% pure Pennsylvania crude, not by conventional methods alone, but also by the patented Alclor process that only Gulf can use. So look for the Do It Now sign outside your good Gulf dealers and change tomorrow to Gulf Pride, the motor oil that works wonders of lubrication in your automobile.
There you are, Rosemary. How was that?
That was beautifully said. I'm going right over in the corner, George, and dream about it.
Go on away. Don't wander too far away. We have more to tell you later on. And right now, here comes a little fellow who's one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, Mickey Rooney. Well, Mickey, my friend, I'm glad you dropped in. I wanted to tell you that I saw Huckleberry Finn the other night, and I thought you were great.
Thanks, George. I put everything I had into that character. In fact, now I really feel part Huckleberry Finn.
You do?
Yep. I don't know whether to call myself Huckleberry Rooney or Mickey Finn.
What part of the picture did you enjoy making best?
Well, George, I think the part I liked best was playing hooky from school. We shot the scene over and over, and finally the director said, "Look, Mickey, you're supposed to be playing hooky. Make it real. Give me some realism."
And did you give it to him?
I think so. He's still looking for me. No kidding, George.
That's nice work if you can get away with it.
Don't say it too loud. MGM might hear you. But, George, you're a very fortunate man. Boy, are you a lucky man.
I am?
Yep. I wrote a song, and I'm going to play it for you right now, in person.
But, Mickey...
Oh, no. No trouble at all, George. Oh, Oscar Bradley, can I move your piano over here?
Why, of course, Mickey.
Thanks.
Oh, no. Hell,
Mickey. Mickey, would you mind lifting it a little higher?
Why?
I want to get my gum back. Wait a minute, Mickey. You can't play now. Something else is going to happen.
Look, George, I dragged the piano all the way over here, and I'm going to sing.
Mickey, I've got to go on with this introduction.
Oh, go right ahead. By all means, go ahead.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a man whose music and songs have thrilled all of us for many years. Rudy Vallee.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. And now I'm going to play for
you... Just a minute, Mickey. I may be wrong, but I think that applause was for me.
All of it?
I think so.
Oh, that's how much you know. The first seven rows out there are my relatives.
They are, eh? Let's see. Hey, are all you people in the first seven rows Mickey's relatives?
Sure!
Why not?
Hey.
How did he get in there?
Look, Mickey, you can sing later, but right now everything is set for Rudy Vallee to sing.
But gee, after me moving that piano all the way over here...
Oh, I'm sorry, Mickey, but it's got to be that way.
Well, all I've got to say is that this is a heck of a way to treat a jet star. I was all ready to come up here and play my song, but you won't let me.
Oh, gee whiz. Oh, Mickey, you shouldn't mind letting Rudy go on first. You know, the star always closes the show.
Really?
Why, of course. Say, Rudy, when you and I were on the stage together in New York, who closed the show?
The manager.
Well, in that case, all right, Mr. Vallee, you sing first.
Thank you, Mickey.
Gulfstream Guild Show presents We're Taking Off, an unusual piece of musical imagination featuring Rudy Vallee and the King's Men. Rudy Vallee is heard as Major Kincaid. Time, 1918. Scene, somewhere in France, in a French farmhouse used as a billet by American Army flyers. The occasion, a celebration in honor of Major Kincaid, squadron commander, who leaves for Paris the next morning on a month's leave of absence. He is about to be married.
Breaking up that old gang of mine.
Good luck,
old man.
A toast to the bride.
To the bride.
Thank you, men. I guess I need hardly tell you how happy I am tonight. I suppose that every man feels this way about the girl he's going to marry. But she's really wonderful. We're going to be together a whole month. That's a long time in days like these.
And how?
No more daughter-like.
There's just one more thing. I want you all to know that my thoughts will still be with you. Praying for your safety and success up there in the sky. Enough of thoughts like these. Let's have another song.
Goodbye, girls. I'm through. Each girl that I have met, I say goodbye to you.
Come in.
Colonel Scott's compliments to the Major. Emergency orders.
Bad news, sir?
Attention. Orders. Your special leave of absence effective this date is herewith canceled. Intensive drive in your sector scheduled for tomorrow, April 16th, 4 a.m. Signed, Lyman Adjutant.
That's a doggone...
I guess that's that. Lieutenant, will you try to get a message through to Paris informing her of this change? I guess that's about all. It looks as though we'll have to sing a different tune.
Gentlemen, I can pleasure is good for your soul. Get the fullest measure till death takes its toll. Carry on your drinking, for when night is gone, we'll be on the dawn patrol.
We're taking off when the dawn lights the sky. We're taking off, heaven knows where or why. But we'll give a show and let them know the old Dawn Patrol is on high. We're taking off down the highway to hell. The ground is soft, ask the fellows who fell. Drink up to the minute, we'll dance soon be in it. For God knows the daisies won't fail.
Good night, men.
That was really grand. It was really great.
I'll say it was. Gosh, Mr. Valley, after listening to that, I can understand how you've made so many songs popular.
Thank you, Mickey. And I want to hear you sing all those numbers you've written.
Oh, shucks, I only wrote one.
What? A man of your talents has only written one?
Well, you didn't let me finish. I only wrote 100.
Oh, well, in that case, sit down and play them for me.
What?
You said you wrote 100 songs. Play them for me.
Well, Mr. Valley...
Come on, now play them for me.
When am I going to learn to keep my big mouth shut? Well, here goes. The biggest song hit I ever had published, it went something like this, remember? Have a heart, give another chance to me. Bring a new romance to me.
That's sure a great song, Mickey.
Oh, thank you. The success of that song gave me the encouragement to go ahead, and then I wrote... In a little Spanish town was on a night like this.
Wait a minute, Mickey. You mean to tell me that you wrote that song?
Oh, not only that, but after it came out, a fellow who was struggling to get ahead in the show business begged me to give him a song. So I sat down and dashed off this little one here. Tomatoes are cheaper, potatoes are cheaper. Now's the time to
bomb. Mickey,
now go sell it, Dad.
That's Eddie Cantor's song. Eddie Cantor's song. What's the idea?
Oh, I told you I gave it to him, didn't I? And then came my greatest inspiration.
More? You surprise me.
I surprise myself.
Say, have you written any other songs for people of the theater?
Well, yes. Some guy's agent asked me to write a song, but I never did find out what happened to it after I gave it to him. It went something like this. My time is your time. Your
time. I'd like to find out what happened to that one myself. But, Mickey, how did you find time to write all those songs when you're so busy acting?
Well, it's a cinch. I make them up after only hearing them once.
Talking about acting, Mickey, there's something I'd like to ask you.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Anything at all. What is it?
Well, I think you probably know that I'm making a picture out of 20th Century Fox. If you could give me any pointers on the love scenes with Sonia, I'd appreciate it.
Love scenes? Well, I don't know anything about that. Why, even in Andy Hardy, love had to find me, but... I'd be glad to show you anything I can.
That's fine, Mickey. Say, wait a minute. We'll need a girl, won't we?
I'll say we will. Ah, leave it to me. I'm sure I can get somebody down here in a jiffy. Now, give me that phone, will you? This girl should be perfect. She's a nice kid, too.
Miss Joan Bennett's residence.
Is Miss Bennett in, please?
Who's calling, please?
Mickey Rooney.
I'm sorry. Miss Bennett is not home.
The maid says she's not home.
Let me talk to the maid, Mickey. I'd like to leave a message for Joan. Hello? Would you mind taking a message for Miss Bennett?
Who is this, please?
Rudy Vallee.
Just a minute. I'll let you speak to Miss Bennett.
Hey, I thought she wasn't home.
Shh, quiet, Mickey.
Hello, Rudy.
Hello, Joan. Say, Joan, I'm over at the Screen Guild show, and I've asked someone here to give me some instruction in acting. I wondered if you'd drop over and help me out.
I'd love to, Rudy. I'll be right over.
Not at home, eh? Well, let me talk to her. Hello, Joan.
Sorry, Miss Bennett is not at home.
And now, lovely Rosemary Lane returns to bring us Sing My Heart, one of the hit songs from the RKO production, Love Affair. Sing it, Rosemary.
Go on and sing my heart. You know it's spring, my heart. So why not show it? Pretend you're glad, my heart. Although you're sad, my heart. He must know it. Remember, love is not an easy game. No two hearts ever beat quite the same. Go on and dance, my heart. Our only chance, my heart, is to forget it. Should you despair, my heart, he'll know we care, my heart, and we'll regret it. If it's to be, we soon shall see. And if it's not to be, no power on earth can make it so. Pretend it's spring, my heart. Go on and sing, my heart. For if you sing, you'll never know. Go on and sing, my heart. You know it's spring, my heart, so why not show it? Pretend you're glad, my heart, although you're sad, my heart, he must know it. If it's to be, we soon shall see. And if it's not to be, no power on earth can make it so. Pretend it's spring, my heart. Go on and sing, my heart. For if you sing, he'll never know.
thank you, Rosemary. That was swell. And now, ladies and gentlemen, while Mickey Rooney and Rudy Valley are waiting for Joan Bennett to arrive at the studio, just a word from John Cotty.
One of your neighbors is displaying a big do-it-now sign outside his place of business. He's your good golf dealer. And do-it-now means change your worn-out winter motor oil to fresh Gulf Pride motor oil. Probably you've been meaning to take care of that regular spring oil change anyway. So let your Gulf dealer's sign remind you not to wait a single day longer. We honestly believe you'll find it more economical in the long run to change now to the right seasonal grade of Gulf Pride. And it's easy to do, too, because your good Gulf dealer gives you quick, efficient service. Service that saves you time and makes motoring a lot pleasanter. For your spring oil change and for all your motoring needs, it pays to make the good Gulf dealer your dealer.
And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Step aside, George. And what I mean is, here comes Joan Bennett. Damn.
Joan, welcome. Welcome, Joan, to the Gulf Screen Guild Show. It was swell of you to come over.
Thank you, George. I'm glad Rudy called me. By the way, Rudy, where's the director you talked about over the phone?
Oh, it's Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney? Well, he's just a child.
Child? Child? I like that. I'll have you know I shave twice a month. What do you think of that?
You shaving? That's like running a lawnmower over linoleum.
Oh, that's very funny, Miss Bennett. You kill me. Yeah.
Hey, look, Mickey. If you're going to teach me to act, let's get started. Are you willing, Joan?
Well,
that's great, Joan. Now, places, everybody. George, will you be my assistant, please?
Okay, Lubitsch.
That's fine. And now, Joan, as the scene opens, you're home alone eating dinner. All of a sudden, you hear...
What am I having for dinner?
What's the difference what you're having for dinner?
Well, I have to eat it, don't I?
Well, all right, you're having corned beef. All of a sudden...
And cabbage?
Yes, you're having corned beef and cabbage. And then all of a sudden...
I don't like corned beef and cabbage.
Okay, look, it's the next day. You're having chicken a la king.
Hooey.
What's the matter now?
I can still taste that corned beef and cabbage.
Let's forget all about the food. Now, you're in your room all by yourself.
What happened to the chicken a la king?
I ate it. Goodness sake, let's get on with the scene. Now, look, Rudy, you go to your sweetheart's house, and you knock at the door, and she says, "Who is it?" And you say, "It's me. It's me, your lover. I have a kiss for you."
Boy, is that corny.
It may be... Listen, Joan, it may be corny, but they tell me it gets results. Now, come on, everybody, on with the scene.
Okay, I'm coming up to the door.
Who's there?
It's I, your lover.
What do you want?
I want some seafood, Mama.
Please, Rudy, stick to the script, will you? All right. All right, try to do it right this time, Rudy.
All right, I'm coming up to the door.
Who's there?
It's I, your lover. I have a kiss for you.
Oh, come in.
All right, Rudy, come in and say hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Joan, look into his eyes and say,
ah.
Now, Rudy, put your arms around her.
Ah.
Don't ad-lib, Miss Bennett. All right, now, Rudy, lift her chin gently and turn her face up to yours. And now? Shall I tell him? Look, Rudy, you were supposed to kiss her. Here, let me show you what I mean. Now, are you ready, Joan?
Yes.
Oh, boy, here I come up the steps.
Who's there?
It's me, your lover. I have a kiss for you.
Shove it under the door.
How do you like that? Well, I'm only trying to show Rudy how to play a scene. Now, Rudy, I'll start. And as soon as you get the idea, you can take it. And if you go wrong, then I'll take it back.
That's fair enough.
Okay. Here we go. Joan, it's wonderful being back with you.
I've missed you so.
Oh, let me tell you how much I care for you.
I'll take it from there. Come into my arms, my loved one.
It's wonderful being near you again.
Ah, your fragile beauty. Your fragrant hair.
Hold me closer, darling.
Oh, your lips are so lovely. Let me kiss them.
I'll take it from there.
Oh, boy,
Wait a minute, Mickey. You're supposed to be teaching me how to act.
All right. Now we'll go back to where you and Joan were about to kiss.
Oh, my sweetheart. Kiss me.
Yes, my darling.
How's that, Mickey? How was that?
He's asking me, how was that, huh? Now, look, let's continue with the scene. Joan, you say, kiss me again, and Rudy, you kiss her.
Kiss me again.
Now, that's perfect. Now we go to the scene.
Kiss me again.
Miss Bennett, the scene is over.
Kiss me again.
Miss Bennett, that's all wrong. You're not acting.
You're telling me. Come on, Rudy. Kiss me again.
Mary Lane, Mickey Rooney, Rudy Valley, The King's Men, Joan Bennett, and Oscar Bradley for a swell Screen Guild show.
Oh, George.
Yes, Joan?
Speaking for tonight's cast, I'd like to say we're glad to contribute our services to the Motion Picture Relief Fund. And we appreciate the cooperation of the Gulf Oil Companies in helping our cause. These Sunday shows are making it possible for us to build a home for those members of the industry who can no longer provide for themselves.
Thank you, Joan. And be sure to listen in next week.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. Who's going to be on, George?
Well, let's see. There's Adrian Ames, Jim Cagney, Andy Devine, Priscilla Lane, Donald Meek, and Theodore Von Elk.
Now, that sounds like a wonderful show. Good night, George.
Good night, Joan, and thanks again for coming. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, next week, same time, the same station, the good Gulf dealer in your neighborhood joins the Gulf Oil Companies in welcoming you to another Screen Guild show with Adrian Ames, James Cagney, Andy Devine, Priscilla Lane, Donald Meek, and Theodore Von Elk. And until then, this is George Murphy saying thank you for the Gulf Oil Companies and the motion picture industry. And good night.
We are grateful to MGM for George Murphy and for Mickey Rooney, soon to be seen in the Hardy's Ride High, to Warner Brothers for Rosemary Lane, soon to appear in Family Affair, and to Edward Small Productions for Joan Bennett, who will soon be seen in The Man in the Iron Mask. Rudy Valley appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox Films and the Royal Gelatin Company. Thanks to Frank Lesser of Paramount for special lyrics. John Conti speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.